Right now, it is time to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Not only does he pitch, but he hits home runs.
Yeah, man, he's something else.
He really is. He's the real deal.
I mean, no doubt. I mean, we saw that last year.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't hit a lot of home runs or anything like that. No. But still, it's nice when you have a pitcher that can be a world-class pitcher and also have some pop in the bat at times.
7 innings last night, gave up 3 hits, struck out 14, hasn't given up a run yet this year.
Scary.
Yep, but, and he hit a home run.
Those are Bob Gibson-esque Sandy Koufax type of numbers.
Yeah, he's right up there.
Yeah, no.
He's 2-0. His ERA is 0.00. He can't get better than that.
Not after 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, and he is pitching against a minor league team last night, and he treated them like one, averaging 2 strikes an inning.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's one of the best, if not the best, in baseball.
The real deal, as they say. The real deal.
Absolutely.
All right, where else do you want to go?
The other side of the street.
Yeah.
The Skankies. They struck out 18 times yesterday.
18?
18 times they struck out yesterday. Yeah. Not good. What's against the Detroit Tigers.
Looks like they got to get a new hitting teacher, you know?
They need to get people healthy. They're in dire straits. You look at their lineup.
Yeah.
LeMahieu, Frazier, Tulowitzki, who got hurt, Tyler Wade, Tachman's playing center field. There's a lot of ones in the batting averages behind these names. I heard a good line. The Yankees' injured list looks more like an all-star team than the Yankees' starting lineup. They're severely compromised by this, and I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you could dig yourself a real big hole early. I mean, the American League East is bad, and baseball's not that great in general, but you need to get some players here, and you got to find out why all these guys are getting hurt. It's just you're in the second week of the season, and you got a lot of guys on the injured list. Something's not right.
Yeah, that's obviously, I would take a look at their strength and conditioning programs.
Yep, something off season. Something's not right, and it needs to be changed. And it seems like every team goes through something like this, and then they straighten things out. But right now, the Yankees, the one team that they have to beat now is the injury bug, not the team that they're playing on the field. Because if they can't straighten these things out with injuries, it doesn't matter who they play, and that's obvious by them losing 2 in a row here to Detroit and how they played last weekend against the Orioles.
All right, we'll have to see what happens with them. Where else we want to go?
I just found out from a friend of mine that a freshman from LSU just decided to go NBA. Naz Reid. Man, some of these kids that are going, they're not ready. They're just not ready to go to the NBA. He's a very talented player. He's a good player, but by no means is he ready to go NBA. When these one-and-dones used to go to the NBA, they were outstanding players. Now everybody that's a freshman wants to be one-and-done. They're not all that good. So we'll see what happens with him. But something's not right. It's all the greed of the agents because the agents don't care. If these kids leave freshman year and they're going to get big money to go to the NBA, which is going to be big money, they may be one-and-done in the NBA too. But the agent's not.
Here's the thing, and this is take a look at real life, Mike. When we have people come in, it's hard for us to find qualified employees. I mean, we've had one sales underwriter with us for almost 8 years, another one for almost 5 years, but they're hard to find up here because, and this is going to sound like, yeah, I'm a crotchety old man, I'm 66, but when people come out of college these days, they don't expect to work their way up.
No.
They expect to start right at the top. It goes in.
Doesn't work that way.
It goes in just about any employee position, and mm-hmm. it now goes in sports. These kids and their students, but they're still young. They're still 18, 19, 21 years old. They mm-hmm. come out and expect to be right at the top.
I got my first job out of college working on Wall Street, where they say it's the land of the one percenters, working for Merrill Lynch. My first paycheck, my first year salary, $15,000.
Mike, my first job full-time in radio, okay, in Kingston, New York, 1972, all right? 1972. You know what I made a month?
Probably a month?
A month.
$450.
No, $380.
Mm-hmm.
$380 a month.
Yeah, now, were happy to have a job and happy to have an opportunity, right?
Now, things were cheaper. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, but, it's all relevant. But
I was still...
You shouldn't be making $100,000 out of college.
And I didn't get a raise it was $800 a month until I got married 3 years later. Mm-hmm. And my boss, Joe Shuler, gave me a raise to $800 a month because I had two kids when I married Cheryl, Mark and Robin. So you got to be willing to work your way up, and they're just and you know what? It's more beneficial to you as an athlete and as someone who goes into a job.
More experience.
Yeah, it really is.
The way it was back then too. I mean, if you stayed with the company you were with, you were getting menial raises every year. But if you jumped ship, you were boosting it up a couple $1,000s every time, and that was the way to make money, was to take whatever company you worked for, sap the education from inside from them, and take your wares elsewhere. That was the way to do it.
I was like me. I had a very lucky. I was lucky. I had a great boss, Joe Shuler. I stayed with them for 7 years, and I learned every aspect of the trade that they would teach me, every aspect, and then I moved on.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Now the list of players coming out of college basketball that are one and done, it's enormous nowadays. It's more spots than in a couple of rounds of the draft, probably.
Yeah. Anyways, that's where we stand with that. All right, anything else in sports?
Mets open up at home today after the big win last night. They got their record. They haven't played a home game yet, so... things are looking good for the Mets, but don't get crazy yet. They looked good last year when they started, too.
They'll have a packed house today. There's no doubt about that.
But here's the difference between last year and this year. The Mets, if you look through their lineup, the older players aren't there except for, Cano and whatnot. But now you got a bunch of younger players in there that are getting the opportunity and taking advantage of it. The Mets still aren't hitting the cover off the ball either. You look through their lineup, and they got a lot of ones behind names, too. But they're getting solid pitching, and anytime you get solid pitching, all you need is a couple of runs to be in the game or to win a game, and that's what the Mets are doing, and they need to just continue moving with the youth movement and hope that it works.
All right. We'll talk racing tomorrow.
Yeah, we got races. Keeneland opens today, which is a first time ever. They open on a Thursday, but Saturday's Bluegrass Day, and you got the Wood Memorial this weekend at Aqueduct. And on a cringe, you got the Santa Anita Derby at Santa Anita. So there's big races all around this weekend, and we'll be on them.
All right, we'll check with you mañana.